You're listening to the Lost in Japan English podcast, episode number 49.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード49番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
Hey everyone, today we're talking about weddings and specifically wedding gifts
そうですね。今日は結婚、特に結婚式とか結婚にまつわる贈り物について話したいと思います。パチパチパチ。
So I have to ask you.
はい。はい。
Because you recently got married,、はい、and I know you had a very 地味コン small wedding、
yes.
in your ceremony, but did you receive gifts or did you receive money or do you get both?
そうですね。それはもう非常にいい質問でございまして。アメリカの結婚式とかを想像するともう全然違うもので、確かにもうほとんどがお金でしたね。Okay. 身内からのお金のお祝い。で、I didn't、yeah. really have a ceremony involving my friends, and so I didn't get specific things from my friends. But, This I knew about, of course. We give money to relatives for weddings and that kind of celebration.、Mm-hmm. But what was very confusing and what I had to learn was the お返し.
お返し? Oh, tell me about that. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about the お返し.
Well, I didn't either. And I don't think I have it down fully even to this day. だからちょっと正確に伝えられるかどうかわかんないんだけど、まあ、基本的にお金をもらうじゃない?そうすると、mm-hmm. what you do is you pick out a gift to send back,、mm-hmm. mm-hmm. which is...priced about 30% of what was given to you.
Oh, so you have to customize that for each person?
そう。
それは難しいね。
そうなのよ。で、
難しいっていうか、it seems like a lot of work.
Yes, yes, そうなのよ。だから、なんかそれが一般的らしいんだよね。その、半返しっていうと it's 50%. And 一番一般的なのが 30% みたいな感じで返すのが、一応 it's the manners.
So...Let me ask you, like, for couples who actually do a full wedding、mm-hmm. 式、
はい、
and you go and you attend and you give money to the newlyweds,、
はい、
it seems like for that type of situation,、
mm-hmm.
the guests receive 一般的な gift,
そうね、
right? And so when you do a wedding ceremony like that and you get a gift, do you still get 30% of whatever you gave in a gift, returned gift? Or is that gift that you get at the ceremony the gift?
あの、まあ、最近はね、やっぱりいろいろ変わってきてるんだけど、結婚じゃあやっこが誰かの結婚式に行きましたっていう時にやっぱりお祝いを包んで、つまりお金を、mm-hmm. 入れて持っていくじゃない？そうすると、
mm-hmm.
その場で式の場合は引き出物っていうお返しをもらうんだよね。
Mm-hmm.
でそれがその場でもうみんな一斉に同じものをもらう時もあれば、ブックをもらって。そっから自分でギフトを選んでくださいっていう時もあれば、
oh.
There's that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And also, sometimes if it's not exactly a ceremony, but more like a party, then they'll just hand you something on your way out, and that will be it.
Okay.
So, そういうのもあるから、結構ね、いろいろ、なかなか難しいよ。
Well...My last visit to Japan,、
uh-huh.
not this year, but I think it was last year,、mm-hmm. I was traveling without John and with my parents,、
mm-hmm.
and we went to go see our family, and one of my aunts, she's like, oh yeah, I heard you got married. And she starts to pull out one of the envelopes, right? That's like all
oh my gosh.
A wedding envelope. Uh-huh, and, uh-huh. and I was like, what? Like me?And, you know, because the way she asks it is like, ah, 結婚したんだって? And I was like, oh, like somebody I know? Or, you know, it wasn't very specific to me. So I was assuming she was talking about somebody else. And then I realized that she thought that I had gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started pulling out this envelope. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't get married. And she's like, oh, okay. And my mom... she was going to give me this money, right? This envelope. And my mom's like, no, put that away and everything. And so I was like, well, who told you I got married, right? And she's like, oh, your other aunt told me that. And I was like, well, that just seems bizarre. I was like, who told her that, right? And then, so I saw my other aunt who allegedly had told this aunt that I got married. And I was like, oh, did you tell her that I got married? And she's like, oh, yeah, I might have. And I was like, why would you tell her that? And I was like, she had money prepared for me and everything. And my aunt was like, oh, you should have just kept that.
いやだから前にも話した通り相方をね誰かの家に連れて行ったらもうそういうものって思うんだよね、はい、You don't just introduce your boyfriends to your relatives or your family、
sure.
だからあ連れてくるとなったらあ結婚したのかなするのかなみたいな感じで多分頭よぎっちゃうと思うんだよね
ああ、ah, interesting
maybe that was one of the reasons but そうそういうことが大きいんだよこうお金出していやいらないとかさそんなことやり取りするんだよね it's a funny custom I think 難しいんだよね I think it would be insulting to reject it completely あのせっかくお祝いをくれるって言うんだから、mm-hmm. ちゃんともらいなさいって、
yeah.
my parents said that to me a lot
yes,
yes because yes. it's for me getting married at 40 is like、mm-hmm. 日本の場合はさかなり遅いからさそんなI didn't、yeah. want to make a big deal in like, you know, こうウェディングパーティーしてとかそんなやんなくていいじゃんもうさらっと結婚してはいよかったねで終わりでいいじゃんって思ってたんだけどもう親戚中がみんなお祝い用意してくれるし、mm-hmm. パーティーやりましょうとか言ってくれるじゃん、ね
yeah.
so,
はい、
やっぱり本当は断りたいんだけどさでもみんなね、mm-hmm. おめでたいっつってやってくれるわけだからありがとうって言ってありがとうございますって言ってもらったりやったりしたけどそう The gift thing is still hard to understand, even for me as a Japanese. Mm-hmm. Not just for weddings, but also for other occasions. It's just so hard. But America だとやっぱりプレゼントなの?あ、ものになる?
Yes.
Oh,
and we okay, register. Okay. So what that means mm. is, let's say John and I are going to get married. And let's say we're 20 and not 45, right? Like, we're younger. So what we would do is we would go to Target or Macy's or some of, you know, the big store or even Amazon and create what's called a bridal registry. And so we would pick out a whole bunch of things that we want and create this giant list. And it would say, like, we want 6 towels and we want 12 dishes mm. and just everything that we want. And so then when we send out the wedding invitations, your invitation would say, you know, please come to our wedding. We are registered at Target. So then you could go to Target, look for our list of things that we want to buy, see what other people have bought, and then choose something from that list. And gift that to us for our wedding. So that way you know you're buying us something that we actually want.
それすごいね、そのシステム。
Yeah.
That is so 合理的、あの、無駄がないよね。
Yeah. And you know, some people do buy gifts outside of the registry. And some people do give money, right? Like, especially if you're like an older uncle that's wealthy, you might just give the newlywed some money. So money is definitely part of it. But that's usually not the primary. Most people tend to give gifts. From and a lot of times from the registry. But what I think the biggest difference now though is people are getting married at different points in their life. So when you're 20, you have nothing, right? So you need china, you need dishes, you need household goods, you need a blender, you need appliances. And so that's why you register because you're just starting off and you've not lived together before and you're just starting off together, right? So it makes sense. But now, you know, that we're 40 and we're still getting married for the first time or the second time or the third time, we already have households full of things. Right? John had a household full of things. I had a household full of things. It's like, we don't need 3 blenders. Right, so the last thing we need is more stuff. So it's definitely changing. And a lot of times it'll be like, no gifts, please. Or, you know, if you'd like to give us a gift, please make a donation to this particular organization in our name, right? So then you can give money to that, a nonprofit, let's say, to support a cause that we care about. And that would be considered a gift.
That is awesome. そういうのがあるんだね。
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a cool way to do it if you don't need money and you don't need stuff. Oh. You know, like the last thing that we need is more stuff.
Yes, yes, that's exactly our case. I mean, we do need stuff, but we would like to choose our stuff in our own time. Like, it doesn't have to be now. So I should have asked you this sooner before we Oh, that did not occur to me. Yeah. そういうのができるって超いいね。
There's some interesting apps that have come out too where you can actually contribute to their honeymoon or you can contribute to their first home. Like I saw one of my friends who got married, you could actually go into this software and buy them like a door, right? And it's basically just a pool of money, but there's sort of like these symbolic things that you can buy them related to their first house because they're basically saving their down payment for their first house. So it's like, oh, I bought you a door. Like, it's kind of a cute way to do it. So there's some cool new ways I think that people are basically receiving money for their wedding gifts.
Yeah, それは素晴らしい。そのアイディアがいいよね。その気持ちがね。日本もそれやったら、日本もっともっとね、そういうのやったらいいのにな。
So if I have a friend getting married in Japan and I want to get them a gift, what would be an appropriate gift?
そこはね、割と flexible だと思う。It doesn't have to be a specific thing. There's nothing that's going to be insulting or taboo みたいなのないと思うよね。だから何でもありだと思うよ。
でも日本だと、I thought like, for example, you would never get a couple a knife set because it's like, kiru. It's symbolic of like, cutting.
あるかもしれない。
I think I've heard that before.
Really?
Yeah, because here you can register for knives and, you know, like kitchen knives and whatnot, but like you would never give a gift like that to a Japanese couple, anything that like hasami とか。
なるほどね。ありそうだね。
切るものはダメっていう。そうそう。
まあでも確かにそのこう切るとか割れるとかまあそうお金の場合はね、そういったところを結構気にするんだよね。お金を渡すときにあのピン札じゃなきゃいけないってことは、new sheet of money じゃないといけないんだよね。
Yeah.
こうリンクをされてないやつとか、そういったところは気にしなきゃいけないんだけど、あのそのナイフとかハサミとかは知らなかったし、まあ逆によくあげるギフトだと、メオトジャワン。
What is that?
メオトなんとかっていうのは、二人用のお茶碗、二人用の湯飲みジャワンとか、ペアセットのものをあげるっていうことはよくするかもしれないね。
And is it household goods? Is that typically where folks focus?
Yeah, I think so. お茶碗、お椀は何個あっても、日本の家庭の場合は使うからいいだろうってことで。まあ、お箸もあるしね。あの、目を飛ばし。女の人の場合はちょっとショートでさ、男の人の場合はちょっとロングなやつとか、よくセットで売ってんだよね。ああいうの。お酒好きな人はおチョコ、セットのおチョコとか。
Oh, okay. Yeah. So something that the couple can enjoy together. Yeah. Yeah.
まあでも、プレゼントっていうと本当に、こうウェディングだけじゃなくていろんなことをいろんなシチュエーションのプレゼントがあるからまた今度話しましょう。
Yes, I think we should definitely talk about presents in the context of babies, birthdays, other yes. things. There's so many things that we love to give gifts for, so we should dive into that in future podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 今日はねちょっともう時間なのでこのくらいにしたいと思いますが。
Yes, thank you everybody for listening and we hope that you learned a little bit about gift-giving culture in Japan versus the United States. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
そうですね。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。
バイ。
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。